Welcome to the program. I'm your host, Neil Howard, here on Health Professional Radio. Thank you for joining us again. Going to be speaking with Dr. Jeffrey Cleland. He's joining us here as Chairman, CEO, and President of Ashvatha Therapeutics. It's a clinical stage biotech company. He's joining us to talk about some treatments that are currently in development to address inflammation of the brain that's caused by COVID. Welcome to Health Professional Radio, Dr. Cleland.
Thank you very much.
A bit of your professional background, if you would.
Sure. So I started my career 30 years ago at Genentech, where I led the development of the long-acting growth hormone product through launch, Herceptin, manufacturing through launch, early days of Avastin and Lucentis. 11 years at Genentech, and then went into the startup world, where I eventually co-founded a company called Versartis in 2009 and then took it public in 2014. And then subsequently got reconnected with some former colleagues that are now at Johns Hopkins, where we created Ashvatha Therapeutics, an exciting platform technology company.
Now, I understand that you're in some phase two clinical studies.
That's correct, yes, in severe COVID-19 patients.
What's your investigational treatment that addresses inflammation of the brain? Is it included in this study?
Yeah, it's a novel structure that was developed by our co-founders at Johns Hopkins, which is called a hydroxyl denimer. It's a very unique structure that allows us to deliver a drug, in this case an acetylcysteine, very selectively to just reactive cells. So if you think about how steroids work, where they hit all cells and they knock down your immune system, this product actually very selectively targets only the reactive macrophage and microglia, which are the immune cells in your body that are doing all the destruction in the brain as well as in the other tissues in these severe COVID-19 patients.
Are we just talking about complications caused by COVID or any type of inflammation in the brain?
Right. Great question. It's actually any inflammation. So we've shown that it works across numerous animal models for any type of neuroinflammatory cause, including diseases like Alzheimer's, ALS, Parkinson's. So any of those disorders also would benefit actually from this treatment.
So give me a little bit more insight into the results from this phase two study. You said that there were certain indications. Can you expound on that a little bit more?
Yes. So one of the key markers of neuronal death in the brain has been validated now is what's called neurofilament light chain, and it can be measured in your serum. And so this allows us to then measure how much neuronal damage is happening in the patients. So we use this as a marker in our study to determine the impact of the drug on the neuro component of the brain effects of COVID. And what we found is that our drug very significantly reduced this marker in the blood, suggesting that we were stopping the continued neuronal injury in the brain from the treatment. And this also allowed us to get those patients that survived in the study back to their normal levels for their age. So this means that we're basically restoring the immune function in the brain so that it's back to normal and no longer this inflammatory state that's causing significant damage in the brains of these patients.
Now, is this compound the first of its kind? And if not, how is it unique from others that are in development?
Yes, unfortunately, there is no other therapies for neuroinflammation, and no one's been successful in developing them. And giving, systemic steroids is not effective in treating brain inflammation, as you know.
Now, you said this hydroxyl dendrimer is an entire class of new therapeutics that your company is now working on?
That's correct.
Are there different, how many different types are there? And are there different ones developed for different types of inflammation, even though this Prana study said that it was effective across the board as far as inflammation in the brain was concerned?
Yeah, so the way that we construct these, each one is the same kind of base hydroxyl denimer. Then we couple different types of drugs chemically to it. And this allows us to really do some dramatic things with even known drugs, which as you read, package inserts, you often see all the side effects listed or you hear them on commercials. We've been able to actually take drugs, conjugate them to the denimer, and selectively target them to these reactive cells and eliminate off-target toxicity. Drugs that are normally lethal in animals, we can give it 10 times the lethal dose and not see toxicity, as an example. So it's a very powerful tool to really change the paradigm of how we think about treating patients.
Now, when it comes to cognitive improvement, or at least a lack of further deterioration, are we talking just because of inflammation due to aging or some type of disease or injury as well?
Yes, we've also done studies in traumatic brain injury, which I'm sure you're very familiar with, is a common injury, especially in the battlefield or in football, for example, and shown that it's also very effective in treating that at the right stage. So treating the inflammation too early is actually a negative effect, but later on in the development of traumatic brain injury, we've seen a benefit of our approach to treating that as well. So it's not just neurological diseases, but also, you know, traumatic injuries as well.
When it comes to treating for the effects of COVID-19, will it be effective immediately, or do you have to wait for long-term impact to the brain based on COVID-19?
Yeah, so as you probably are aware, there's quite a bit of work that's being published now about patients who recover from severe COVID-19 that have neurological deficits like amnesia, dementia, or memory loss. And these are, you know, otherwise healthy 30, 40-year-old patients. And so we've been able to see from just even a single dose in our study that we completed that we could restore their this marker that I mentioned, the neurofilament light chain, back to normal. We would anticipate that that would correlate with a cognitive benefit as well of recovering from the disease, so you don't have that. And that's something we'll be measuring in our next stage of the study in more detail, just to see if we do have that cognitive benefit.
You've got another study in the works. What's next for your company overall?
Yeah, so the next stage is actually a larger randomized placebo-controlled study. It's the same. It's actually an extension of this study that we have the interim data on. The FDA agreed to it as a single protocol. So the plan would be to actually conduct that second stage with an all-cause mortality endpoint, and that would be potentially an earlier accelerated approval trial in severe COVID-19 patients. We plan to do it globally, obviously, given that the pandemic has subsided here in the United States, but. We hope that we'd be able to have data read out and report on that study by the middle of next year. But then there's also the opportunity, as we've discussed, to study this in neurological disease. So I think we're looking at potentially exploring it, at least initially in ALS, to see because there is a good correlation with the same biomarker of disease progression. So if we can slow disease progression in ALS with this treatment, that could be very beneficial as well.
Well, give us a website where we can learn more.
Yes, you can find everything at www.avttx.com.
Great. Well, Dr. Cleland, thank you so much for joining us here on Health Professional Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
You've been listening to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard, in conversation with Dr. Jeffrey Cleland, Chairman, CEO, and President of Ashvatha Therapeutics. Audio copies of this program are available at hpr.fm and healthprofessionalradio.com.au. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, listen in, download at SoundCloud, and be sure and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/healthprofessionalradio.